Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. There are quite a few people who believe that you can lose your salvation in this life. That if you're not faithful to the end, in other words, faithful unto death, that you're going to lose your salvation. And they use this passage of scripture to try to proof, to give some kind of a proof text verse of what they believe. See, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. In other words, if you stay faithful, then you're going to be saved. The problem is the context is not talking about this life. It's talking about in the tribulation period. That if they endure to the, if they make it to the end of the tribulation period, they're going to be delivered out of the tribulation period. It has nothing to do with your salvation as far as here on this earth right now. This is speaking about the tribulation period. He that endures, who makes it through the tribulation period, and by the way, there's very few going to make it through the tribulation period, saved and unsaved. I mentioned last week, not only a quarter of the population will be killed in the first half. I read you in the book of Zechariah where a third, even more than that, will be killed in the second half of the tribulation period. Matter of fact, I read this week. It will be so bad that Zechariah tells us that seven women will grab the coattails of one man and will say, hey, basically they say this, give us a child and you don't have to clothe us, feed us, you don't have to give us no alimony, no child support. We just want a child. Why? Because all the men by the end of the tribulation period, because of the wars and other things taking place, they're scarce as hen's teeth. And the Bible says seven women will go up to one man. Now, this ain't Mormonism, but more, boy, they're going to be some happy guys. I shouldn't have said that, but seven women are going to go up to this guy. Hey, would you father our children? That's going to be how devastating the tribulation period, especially the second half of the tribulation period, is upon this earth. And people are going to be killed. And that's not even talking about the believers who refuse the mark of the beast. And many of them will be killed because of the tribulation, because of the persecution that will come upon them. But here we're still in the first half of the tribulation. And then verse number 14, interesting passage of scripture. Again, that's often misinterpreted. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to come, and then shall the end come. Remember, the disciples asked Jesus, when shall the end come? Well, Jesus says, when the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. That lines up with Revelation chapter number 7. As you're writing notes out, that's Revelation chapter number 7. We'll look at that next week, where the 144,000 witnesses, these fellows that are Jews, are going to be divided. You know about the 12 tribes, 12,000 from each tribe. They're going to be these who preach the gospel of the kingdom in all nations. Again, this is the first half of the tribulation period that we see in this part. Let me put it this way. The first half of the tribulation period is from chapter 4 to chapter number 14, verse number 4 to verse number 14. The second half of the tribulation period is from verse 15 to verse 41. From verse 15 to verse 41 is the second half of the tribulation period. The sixth seal signals the second. Let me slow down. The sixth seal signals the end of the first half of the tribulation period. The seventh seal signals the beginning of the second half of the tribulation period. Does that make sense to y'all? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Whether or not you agree with that, that's how I see it laid out in Scripture and how the Lord lays this out here. Because in verse number 15, again, when you therefore see the abomination of desolation, this is no doubt in the middle of the week. When the Antichrist enters into the temple, we find this also in the book of Revelation, where he declares himself to be God. This is the middle of the week. Verse number 15 is the beginning of the second half of the tribulation. It goes all the way through to verse number 41. It's the second half of tribulation period. Let me just read. We got 5 minutes. Let me just read a little bit of this to you, okay? When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, we read that, Daniel chapter 9, stand in the holy place. And then in parentheses, notice everything else is written in red, but this little phrase, whoso readeth, let him understand. Is that in your Bible in black, if you have a red letter edition? There's a reason for that. Because there will be people in the tribulation period who's going to read this word, and some of them are going to understand what's going to take place. That's why that's so important. That it's not going to be us. We're going to be in heaven. But when we leave, we're going to leave our Bibles here with us, or leave the Bibles here on earth. And some people will pick up the Bibles, maybe whoever, I don't know. But anyway, whoever pick them will begin to read, and hey, look what's going on. So it's interesting, just a sideline. Whoever reads, let him understand. Some people are going to understand what's taking place. Let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Now, where's Judea? It's not the great Smoky Mountains. It's not the Colorado Rockies or some of the great mountains. It's not Mount Everest or any of the other. It's there in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Israel. Again, he's talking about the people of Israel. You have to understand who he's addressing and what he's talking about here. Okay? And let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. When are you talking about? When that abomination of desolation takes place, it's all going to break loose. Okay? Verse number 19, and woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. In other words, boy, it's going to be difficult for mamas have little babies and this thing takes place and they got little children and they have to deal with this. And there's a great, I think me and Danny's talked about this, and me and Doug and others have talked about this. What happens to little babies in the tribulation period and these little kids who ain't come to the age of accountability? What happens to them? You know, they're born in the tribulation period and mom and dad dies or something. That's a great question. We'll get in that as we get later in the book of the Revelation. Do y'all ever think about stuff like that? Okay, when we get further in the book of Revelation, we got some answers for that. But anyway, it says, woe unto you that are with child and that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Who observes the Sabbath day? The Jewish people. We don't observe the Sabbath. I know even a lot of good preachers say we worship on the Sabbath. We do not worship on the Sabbath. Sabbath is Saturday, the seventh day. We worship on the first day of the week. So I'm just saying there's things in here to show you that he's talking to the Jewish people. Then verse number 21. For then there shall be great tribulation. You think it was bad the first 3.5 years. Well, there's going to be great tribulations such as there not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Verse number 22, and except those days be shortened. How many days are there? 1,260 days. Unless they be shortened, okay? You know, to that, there should be no flesh be saved. He put it at 1,260 days and he didn't let it drag on. Are you following? The second half of the tribulation period is 1,260 days. It's not a long time out. Does that make any sense to you? He put that time period. He had to put it 1,260 days. If he made it any longer, there wouldn't be nobody left on this earth. All right. It said, no flesh shall be saved. Let's move on a little bit. Verse number 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, also shall the coming of the Son of Man shall be. He's speaking of the revelation, not the translation. Again, this is the revelation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.